world is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like we will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short duck and handsome.
She's your queen to be. A vision of perfection, an object of affection to quench your royal fire. Completely free from infection, to be used at your discretion, waiting only for your direction. Your queen to be.
Welcome back finally to another episode of The Scenario. We are finally back. Matt, happy birthday, my man.
I'm out here, man. Apparently, I'm in my mid-30s now.
Yeah, man. You're a mid-30s, bro.
Yo, but I feel like you are using your mid-20s earlier than using your mid-30s. Like, people be in a hurry to get old until they get close to getting old.
Oh, and they start retracting that shit back?
Yeah. And then people start... Like, when chicks start having 20th birthday parties for, like, 18 times in a row, you be like, girl...
I'm 20 for the 18th time.
I'd be like, take your driver's license out. Let's see how old you is for real.
Where's that at?
Like, where's that at?
Where's that at? Exactly. Where's that at, man?
I'll take my years. I'm trying to have them James Bond years.
That's some real shit.
You trying to have them Daniel Craig, Chris Brosnan.
Nah, you want to have the motherfucking...
Sean Connery?
No, Roger...
Roger Moore?
Roger Moore was like 75 in a goddamn James Bond movie.
I don't want to be Roger. I'll wait to be 75.
What was the movie him and Grace Jones? The joint... that was his last one. He was like...
Boomerang. Strong J.
Not the Strong J joint, the one with him and Christopher Walken. I can't remember now. I fucking know that movie.
Roger Moore and Christopher Walken.
Yeah, Roger Moore, Christopher Walken, and Grace Jones. It's a Grace Jones movie where she kind of blew up from.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's like the Roger Moore last one. Like, he was old as fuck and he's like 70. And he was like, yeah, we kind of... Roger Moore's like, yo, I was surprised they gave me the call. Mm-hmm. If you listen to interviews, he's like, oh, y'all want to give me a check?
All right,
and I ain't got to do no stunt work?
Like, sure, I'll do it.
So I just got to show up in the casino scenes.
Sure, I'll do it. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm just going to show up in casino scenes and just walk around. And just be like, oh, I'm James Bond. And somebody's going to do all like the action stuff for me and I drive the boat.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
All right, go. Cool. I can do
that. Yeah, that's fine. And
cut the check, cocksucker. Beat it.
Exactly. And then after that was the dude, the dark-haired dude. What's the dude from the 80s, License to Kill and...
After Roger Moore?
Yeah.
I thought Pierce Brosnan was after Roger Moore.
Mm-mm. You got the dude that did License to Kill and the other one.
Oh, the dude that was James Bond for like 2 seconds?
Yeah, he did two movies. A dark-haired dude. He looked almost like the dude from Lionheart that he fought in the pool.
I know who you're talking about. Don't tell me. All right, Roger Craig, Pierce Brosnan. That dude, Roger Moore.
You're not going to give him his name? You're not going to give him his name out?
Oh, Timothy Dalton.
Timothy Dalton, yep, that's it.
Timothy Dalton, yeah.
I was like, so you ain't going to give him his name?
What do you feel about the James Bond need to be black stuff?
Yeah, it's got to be Idris Elba next, right?
I think James Bond should be white.
No, I think Idris Elba will be able to max their shit out for another 10 years.
Yeah, that's cool. But I also think that, like... There's like plenty of dudes. It's like I don't want for like Black Panther to pop up and be like Chris Evans or nothing like that.
No. His name is Black Panther though. James Bond is a general name.
Like I don't want them to
and
like
his name
make
is White Bond.
I don't want them to make Luke Cage into like
no,
John Cena or something.
Because his because the whole idea of James Bond is it could be anybody. You can't have your mythos being that and then it becomes that. Like Thor can't be black.
Do you want like Superman to be black?
Superman can be black?
Why? Why can Thor be black and Superman can't be
because
black?
Because the mythos is Nordic when it
can
comes
Can Iron
to...
Man be black?
Yeah, he can be black.
Can the Punisher be black?
He should be black. Actually.
So everybody should...
Punisher should
the
be
only
black.
Superhero who should be black that isn't black is the Flash. Because they holding him back on his upper end of
Actually, I think he should be white. Because it's an amazing thing that a white man's running that fast.
So the Flash is an overcomer.
Yeah, he's got to be white.
They've turned Aquaman into a Pacific Islander. What is he? What is he? Like, what Jason Momoa? Yeah, no, not Jason. Is that his name?
Jason Momoa?
Yeah. Is that him? Yeah, what is he?
He's like...
He's one of them Samoan cats, ain't
he? He's Samoan. He is Samoan.
Like, I Aquaman Samoan. Here's my thing. Our history of changing colors with people on movies hasn't been that great. Remember when Kingpin turned black and Michael Clark Duncan was walking around looking like Fat Mac?
He's Hawaiian.
Hawaiian, okay. Yeah. He's American.
Same thing. But it's still Pacific. This
Pacific Islander. He's a Pacific Islander.
Yeah.
You know, like, he walking around, Michael Clark Duncan was walking around looking like Fat Mac.
I think he should have, I'd have had no problem with being a
Jamie Foxx was Electro.
That was bad because Jamie Foxx, it was bad the way they did it. It wasn't bad that he was a black Electro.
Electro should just be a corny ass white dude. Don't be making us corny. Don't be putting us in the roles and making us corny.
Okay. I see you being racist now. You want us not to be corny. So you're like, how I'm being racist about the Flash Thor. Like a black man being fast. People be like, oh, he's supposed to be that. Nobody would be scared of that black man being the Flash.
I'm cool. Here's my thing.
Is that Usain Bolt?
So here's always been my big thing about changing the colors of superheroes. Like, hey, listen, when they drew these cats, they was white. Let them stay white in these movies. Here's my big challenge. Let's make some black superheroes that's just as dope as them. We don't need to change anybody's color. Black Panther shows there's some superheroes out there. If you just get what they shine on them, they can be just as dope as these white superheroes. So let those white superheroes stay white.
But I think Punisher should be black, though.
I don't think that there's any way in hell a black man walking around New York with that many guns
is. No, he was a fugitive at all times.
I know.
You got to think about it. Like, and so he's fighting everybody. He's disgruntled. He's angry black man. Make him like a Louis Farrakhan convert. Like, he'd be like, just left the Nation of Islam. Like, it could be a great thing for the Punisher being black.
It could, but I'm just going to the reality of it. A brother walking around Manhattan in the middle of the day in a trench coat ain't going to be shooting anybody because they popping him.
And Daredevil could be black.
No, I don't want Daredevil.
He's better being white.
I don't want him to be black. Everybody could be whatever color, because color is subjective as fuck. But I'm just saying.
Like Star-Lord, I don't think Star-Lord should be black.
Oh, no. I think everybody is the right. Gamora is the black person on that.
She's not black.
Stop it, man. Why are we doing this again?
She's not black.
Look at her.
I mean, she's black because we know she's black.
She has that black nose.
But she's not black, though. She's whatever Gamora is.
Thanos should be black. But he ain't.
No, the original Thanos was black. You know
he's James Brolin, though. But I'm talking original... about now. We talking about movies.
I'm talking about movies. The original Thanos, the dude that dressed up, was a black dude.
I'm talking about the voice.
Oh.
It's always been James
Brolin. No, that's not. The first dude was a black dude.
Who was
it? James Brolin was cast later on as
Thanos. But did he ever make it to screen as a black
dude? Yeah, he was in the original. He's the original
But was, Thanos. Who was he?
It's a black dude. I'm going to tell you who his name was.
This is like some Darth Vader. Like, Darth Vader's black because he got a black
voice. No, it was a black dude in this costume. A black dude that was the voice. And James Brolin came in on the back end and became Thanos.
Yeah, okay.
It's in the first... I believe it's the first Guardians of the Galaxy, I believe. Or in... No, it's in Avengers. That's a black guy in Avengers.
That's the first time Thanos showed up.
Yeah, and that's a black guy.
Okay.
That's a black guy.
Well, maybe they'll make Beta Ray Bill into one of these movies, and he'll be a brother.
Man, why we gotta be aliens, though?
I mean, we don't have to be aliens. There's plenty of reasons. There's plenty of black heroes in the market now. It's a good time to be a black hero.
Oh, it's a great time to be a black
hero. They're everywhere. Martian Manhunter's black on TV.
Yeah, but the Martian Manhunter thing is kind of bogus. Because Martian Manhunter just copied the first person he saw and it happened to be a black
guy. Hey, man, if you don't copy anything, if you came from another planet, I mean, if like, you came from like, another planet and you looked at all these people and you said, I could be that or I could be that.
And you chose to be black.
I guarantee you, Martian Manhunter, the first thing he copied was a white dude. Then he looked at his dick and then he copied a black dude and he said, this is how I need to
be. I fit right on in with this society. Because you heard of Icon?
Yes.
Yes. You know, Icon did the same thing. Icon came down, and his whole thing, he's kind of like Superman. He came down, and the first person he interacts with, that's the race he becomes. So he interacted with slaves in the 1800s. That's why he became black.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up becoming Herman Cain, though.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He ended up becoming like a Republican. He came, first black Republican superhero was fucking Icon.
Yeah.
Pull yourself by your bootstraps.
Yeah.
And fight.
Yeah. And he got straightened out by an old girl.
Yeah, by Rocket.
Yeah.
Rocket straightened him out.
Shout out to Image Comics. Not Image.
Milestone.
Yeah, Milestone Comics.
Milestone Comics.
Fourth best comic label?
That's Keegan Peele's brother that started Milestones. Half brother.
Really?
He found out later on in his life. He's already dead now, though. The guy that started Milestone died.
Yeah.
But he found out, like, a year, I guess, before he died, that was his half brother. Because Keegan is adopted.
That's what's up.
That's his half brother.
That's what's up.
Crazy shit. Yeah. All these fucking talent people in the same family.
We've done enough beating around the bush, though.
Let's go to this bracket, man. Motherfuckers is.
I think we gotta go to it.
Nia Long is our queen to be, man.
She is.
I mean, every round. I mean,
Nia Long went through like a juggernaut. Undeniable.
If Nia Long would be an NCAA tournament history team, who's the UNLV team from 90?
She's Indiana, went undefeated.
But no, I would say she knew on if he 90 were in the tournament. She knocked up everybody by 27 points.
When was the last team went undefeated?
The whole season? Indiana.
Indiana, 17.
Yeah, that's with Steve Alford, Indiana.
Yeah.
But they won't blow people out, though.
It don't matter. She ain't even get close to losing.
But they got close to losing, though.
But they didn't, though. In the end, they didn't.
But UNLV only lost one game, but they blew out everybody.
I think you just like that UNLV team.
I do like that UNLV team. I do like the UNLV team. Like, I think it's one of the best squads of all time in college basketball. They blew out everybody. And then the year before that, wasn't for Duke on some fucking hateration shit with fucking Myshashevsky, they would have went undefeated the year. That was the only game they lost was in the fucking semifinals of that fucking Final Four.
Well, God bless. Nia Long is the champion of black women, though.
Yeah, man.
She's like, reigning supreme over all comers.
Now, there is a look. People are a little disgruntled, and some people were. So we called Angela Bassett Michigan State, didn't we?
I can't remember. It's been too long.
Or Syracuse. It was Michigan State or Syracuse, where it was like a squad that you'd be like, they made the tournament. And then they like keep on going, and you like, well, goddamn, they in the finals.
Well, that definitely ain't Michigan State this year.
No, but I'm so traditionally Michigan State.
Who was the Virginia of this tournament?
I don't think we have one.
Like, somebody just went out early as hell. No, nobody in the first round. Nobody in the first round.
Kerry Washington, maybe?
No. She wasn't a one. She wasn't the number one overall. It would have been like Hallie lost to the bye. Never mind. It didn't happen.
No, I didn't.
Who's the Loyola of this tournament? Elise Neal?
Elise Neal.
Yeah?
Elise Neal.
Shout out to Elise Neal.
Elise Neal made it to the Elite Eight.
Shout out to Elise Neal.
Elise Neal made it to the Elite Eight. She was the Gonzaga, I would say, more than Loyola. Because she had a star on the team, though. You could see it. You knew, like, they going to maybe make some noise.
Ain't Elise Neal from Chicago, though?
No, she's from Tennessee. She's from
Memphis. No, she's from the South, yeah. She's on Chicago Hope. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, she's from
about.
Memphis, though.
Yeah.
She's from Memphis. Yeah, so let me jump in some of the mailbag from
Happy
and disgruntled.
Let's recap these brackets as best we can.
All right, let me jump in here. This one is from Earl26. Love the show, fellas, but this goddamn bracket had me in fucking arms from at least the Elite Eight going forward. I didn't know what to do every round. I sat there like I was fucking picking my NCAA bracket. Scratch that. I think this bracket actually had me harder choosing considering what happened going forward with this bracket. I guess we can never, ever, and I mean ever, test the resilience of Angela Bassett to be able to move forward through in life. We have all, as men, women, children, and aliens, not known the power of Angela Bassett. Y'all doing this goddamn shit. Looking forward to seeing y'all. Have y'all thought about maybe doing some live shows on the road? I'm out of Denver. Love y'all. Peace.
I do a live show.
Yeah, man. We're going to get it going.
I've done some live shows in my time. I can do some more.
So, yeah, the Angela Bassett thing, man. Like,
listen, man.
I mean, like, I sent you a text message before you went on your flight. I was like, I need to rename her to Light Skin Killer. Because every round, she's like, she didn't lose until she came to another woman that was brown skinned like her. So she didn't lose until she came into another brown.
So here's the question I gotta ask right now. I gotta ask this right now.
Go ahead.
Two things might have been afoot right here.
Mm-hmm.
A, the Black Panther effect. The Black Panther hangover, say that too.
Yes.
Or two, the overcorrection because people think light skinned women get too much shine.
That's 30% of it, I would think.
So between those two things, are we saying that she?
But you gotta think she wants to round about 1 or 2 points. So that 30% was your bump.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. All I'm asking is that.
This is the question.
Because everybody that I've known has been like, what's going on here?
Yeah, like it was like when we had your crib, the get together your crib, people was like, what is going on? How's the Final Four this?
People don't understand what was happening. And the people were clamoring
they understand answers. They didn't understand the political landscape we in.
People were clamoring for answers and they were like, well, how is this happening? Like, what is going on here? So I just want to know. I want to know. I'm going to call out to the people that made the votes.
Holly is Indiana.
Where were y'all?
Holly is Indiana. I know we named Holly North Carolina before, right?
No, she's from Ohio. We called her
Ohio State.
No, we didn't call her Ohio.
No, we said North Carolina.
Maybe she is.
North Carolina. But we said, but the thing is though, she's old. She has nothing new. She made it to the Final Four off the strength that she was a number one seed. One of my boys broke it down. He's like, she didn't have to go through the battles that everybody else had to get to where she got to.
That's called a recency bias, first of all.
And yeah, she had recency, but then they're saying that when she got into the thick of it in that Final Four, she got blew out by Nia.
All that I'm saying is to say that she didn't have an opportunity, that she's doing all things on previous work, is a recency bias. Because who in that time since she put that work in has even approached to the point of contesting her championship level?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Nia, she's been more, because I think Holly's lost some of the black community. That may be a big factor in this.
Listen, I'm not contesting it. Nia Long is a bad, bad piece of work.
Oh, yeah. No, look, Nia Long is that person that... She is the, to name her college football traditional team, that's always there.
Alabama.
That's for football.
Basketball.
I'm talking basketball since we made this tournament style, NCAA tournament style.
We talked about this already.
She may be the Michigan State then.
We always talked about this. Nia Long doesn't fail early, repeatedly. Yeah. She's Kansas.
She always there, and she'll mess around. You fuck around and let her pop you, and she'll win a national championship when you want.
Yeah, she's Kansas.
She gonna be there every time.
Yep, and that's who she is.
Because he was like, man, because he felt that Holly would have lost to at least Neil if we'd have matched her up like that because of recency bias. He called it recency bias because of Holly not being integrated with the black community over the last 10 years like that.
See, that's some bullshit if we decided she's not part of the black community.
No, he was saying this. People in their mind be like, damn, at least Neil been looking bad, though. Where Holly been at?
Being bad still. They need to follow her.
Holly best.
They need to follow
her. Go to her Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, go to her Instagram.
Listen, I voted to pit Vanessa Williams and Halle Berry against each other in the finals.
So. I mean, the Beyonce thing was ridiculous. Was crazy.
What I mean,
Angela Bassett just ran. I mean, you look at what Angela Bassett's role is. Angela Bassett went through trials and tribulations to make it to the finals. If this is a basketball tournament, you can say she was fatigued to get to the finals.
Yes,
she knocked off Kerry Washington, then she knocked off Beyonce, then she knocks off. Then she knocks off Janet Jackson. Then she knocks off Vanessa Williams in the fight to get to Nia. She ran out of steam, man.
People was feeling a lot of fucking Wakanda Forever running through their veins making those votes.
They was like, man, y'all got to do another one next year and videotape the selection committee.
Oh, I've got a selection committee put together already. Yeah,
they said we should have at least two women on it too. Like
that's ready to do this.
Yeah, man.
No, we doing the women's bracket. We giving women their bracket.
Let them do it, and we come in and
introduce. We letting women select the fellas, though, for the
ladies. Yeah, we come and introduce it. This like, hey, this is what's going to happen. And then we pop out and go to another room and drink.
Yeah, I mean, I can't offer anything to that.
Not at all. I don't even want to be a part of that.
I'm just fascinated to hear the mentality.
Seeding. I'm so interested how the seeding going to go, and then how the voting will go after that. Like, how will it shake out?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that one could be way more upsets than that.
Mm-hmm. I'm with that.
Because as men, though, we kind of, when we got around the Sweet 16, Elite 8, that's when cats was like, yo, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, people was texting me like, yo, I don't know what I'm going to do. Earlier rounds, cats was like, I got this.
Yeah. Well, the thing the next time I'm going to do is I'm going to expand it.
64.
I'm expanding. We're gonna go full 64.
Nia Long is out of it because she's the champion.
No, she's going to the.
She got
to
go back in and win her crown.
She's gonna be Villanova. She's gonna be Virginia.
She got to go back in as number. She's number one.
Nobody's exempt from being challenged. There's no opting out. There's no Shang Tsung role in this joint.
No Shang Tsung.
Everybody got to take care of this.
Yeah, the bracket was amazing, dude. I want to give a shout to everybody that participated, man. Like. People were debating on our Instagram page, on the Facebook page. Like, people were like, yo, the Angela Bassett joint went a little viral, though. Cassie didn't, some people didn't even know what was going on. They was just like, yo, they going up against each other, though? And like, women was like, oh my God, yay! Like, yo, the Wakanda effect may have been in there for 30%, I'm saying. If we ended up with a final with Vanessa Williams versus Halle Berry, we couldn't have posted it.
I would have 100% been behind that because those are my people.
But the streets.
Hey, I'm from the streets. And I made it out of the streets. And I can still go back to the streets whenever I want to.
But this is a new landscape we living in, though.
I'm not worried about that landscape. I'm here for my people. I'm here for light-skinned people. I'm also here for dark-skinned people. But I'm here for light-skinned people, first and foremost.
But Nia Long winning, man. Like
I have no debates about that. She's bad.
I'm not mad at that. She's a cold piece of work. Now, Angela Bassett would have won. Would you have?
I would have wondered what happened. I would have immediately looked towards Russia.
So this is the year when Indiana went to the final versus when they got to the final and they beat Oklahoma.
No, this is when Oklahoma beat Florida State in the national championship game. Forget basketball. We can talk about
with the
Josh Heupel beat Chris Winkie.
And Chris Winkie had fucking Peter Warwick and fucking
yes.
The fucking best wide receiver.
That year, the Florida State threw the national championship. Yeah.
And they had, was it Peter Warwick? Who else was the wide receiver? Was it Coles?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like they had like all these wide receivers on
there. They had G's on top of G's. And I'm still upset.
And who they had D linemen. They had like.
They was Florida State at the peak of being Florida State. And I'm still upset about that. So, but anyway, though, yeah. That's how it happened. That's how it played out. What else we got? We got more people.
We got some more people with some more questions with it. This one is from PNC. He goes, this is some bullshit of a bracket because Maya's not in here. Did you see her fat ass on her new... look here, man. We can't just be doing this. We had the dopest women, though. We ain't... From the whole tournament, we never said nobody ass.
We didn't consider asses.
No, we said body. We didn't body. Say ass.
That's how you say ass in a politically That's correct fine. Way.
Look, we said body, though.
That's fair. Because body is
PNC.
Body.
I'm with you, but I ain't with you.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm going to take you to the boat to send you off, though, out to your island. Like, I'm going to give you tools and I'm going to give you food, but we got to let you go, B.
Yeah, we
we can't. We can we only can't, we only gonna take you so far.
Yeah, we can only do so much with this.
Yeah,
like that's.
And he was saying she can sing, she dances. This is some bullshit, but I fuck with y'all. Y'all hilarious. Love the show. Peace, PNC.
Listen, man, Maya's for a different type of bracket, though. I think, like, if we do a 64 team bracket, now Maya can get in there and
maybe do some noise.
She can be like a 13 seed or something,
and maybe make some noise.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I had a little phase where I looked at Maya like she was dead joint. Yeah. Now, some of that background information about Maya, it's kind of
really
dampened.
Kind of
dampened, yeah.
Kind of
dampened that up.
As we call it, that's the Lauren London effect.
It's, hell.
Not as bad as Lauren London.
The Lauren London effect is direct osmosis.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but she is literally the patron saint when
Maya's always been bad at Lauren London.
Yeah, but Lou Gehrig wasn't the first one to get Lou Gehrig's disease, but he was the one that was popular enough for them to name a disease after him, right?
That's right.
So he was the one where he was like, God damn, he's fucked up. Like,
yeah.
And he's like, he out here trying to play baseball with this shit.
Man, you've seen that shit before? Like, Lou Gehrig had this shit. Exactly. Like, oh, that shit?
Oh, it's the Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, man.
It became Lou Gehrig's disease. Yep. People had their Gehrig's before him.
Niggas don't get diseases named after them no more. Like, Lou Gehrig's disease is so bad, you don't see cats say, oh, he got that Michael Jackson disease.
No, Lou Gehrig may be the last person.
No, that's that vitiligo. And like, oh, that's that Michael Jackson. Like, no, brother, that's vitiligo.
Like, no. Lou Gehrig's disease. People don't even know what it is, the original name of it is. They
cats
know
have
Lou
no
Gehrig's disease.
Cats have no clue.
What about Tommy John surgery? Is that named after a guy?
Yeah, it's Tommy John. The pitcher.
But that's not a disease, though. That's a surgery. Hey, so that's not a...
That's a procedure.
Yeah.
That's a something that happened, like, oh, you had an accident. It's not like a, oh, you got that.
You got Lou Gehrig's.
Unless there's some brother out there named Itis. There's no other way that there's nothing else has been named
after. Fucking hilarious. It was a motherfucker named Itis.
Yes. Unless there's a brother named Itis out there.
And he motherfucker kept going to sleep after eating, man, all the time.
Yeah.
I like, man, you got that Itis. Let me get back into this, man. We got some good emails, man. Next one coming up is from Renee. Shout out to the ladies. Renee says, fellas, y'all need to get this male bracket going ASAP. I was sitting here clicking and voting hard for Angela Bassett. I wanted her to win hard. I wasn't mad that she lost to Nia, but Angela Bassett is everything for a black woman to encompass. Love y'all show. Y'all are hilarious. You brothers actually give us faith on how brothers can actually have funny conversations and be manly, but be objective. Peace. Shout out to you, though. Thanks for the compliment.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's appreciate love. That. Appreciate the love with that.
That's love. Yeah, we can get the brat. Hey, listen. All it is about bringing people to the table to have the conversation. That's it. Because I can't, I wouldn't even know how to approach that. I'd be voting cats in based on how many points per game they had.
No, we'd be voting in off who they dated.
Yeah.
We'd be like, yo, he has such a... We damn near go look at the bracket we had and then match up who dated the women in this bracket.
Yeah.
Because Eddie Murphy would be in there. Just off the shirt, you'd be like, he had Nicole Murphy. Yeah. He had Vanity.
It'd be about brothers that had great accomplishments in their time.
Derek Jeter would be on there.
Jeter would absolutely be on there.
It would be a couple of
cats. Hey, do enough people know Derek Jeter's black?
I think Derek Jeter would make a woman's bracket.
I feel like Derek
Jeter... I don't think he'd be a high seed.
No, but him... not about that. I'm just saying, do enough people know he's black? Yeah. Like, I feel like Derek Jeter would be getting lost in the spectrum of blackness. Because he's never had, like, a specifically black moment. And you kind of look at him, and you kind of feel like he might kind of fall into that, like that, oh, that's just Derek Jeter. Like, no, don't take his blackness from him.
He's still black as hell. His daddy black as hell.
His daddy black as hell.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel's black and people don't be treating him like he's black. The Rock is black and they like to act like The Rock's not black.
Vin Diesel is fucking Kwame's cousin.
See?
Kwame with the polka dots. That's his cousin.
See?
First cousin.
I know. See? There's some people that get lost in blackness.
Yeah.
Hey, what was that thing?
What you call it does too? Quincy Jones' daughter's do too on.
Yeah, Rashida Jones.
Rashida and not Kidada though, because she was Tupac's fiance. So
yeah, you black as hell.
Yeah, you can't get away.
That's Tupac's blackness.
Minnie Riperton's daughter,
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph gets lost in that. People forget that Maya Rudolph is black.
Hey, don't be letting our people drift off to sea now.
I think that when they marry white men, it kind of pushes them off. And if you marry a white woman, I think if you're already there though, I think kind of. People kind of kick your raft.
But if you a brother, though, and you marry a white woman, you immediately become a brother that's either... There's nothing that gets more championed while more disparaged than a brother dealing with a white woman.
Unless you're mixed. I think you have an opportunity to be able to come back to the island.
Well, yeah,
I think when you're mixed and you end up getting a white woman, it's like, get the fuck up out of here. Like, motherfuckers is like kicking your shit off.
See, I think the opposite. I think that when you
think
see,
of your dark skinned brothers,
yeah, they be getting real mad because then they like, damn, we got more light skinned kids out here. More than listen, there's no point in a lot of cases when you're more wanted as a black man than when you start dealing with a white woman. They're like, oh, you should have never let him go. You didn't care the first time.
Yeah,
now I'm not saying that like that's a goddamn trophy or nothing because I've never dated a white woman and I'm not ever anticipating that happening at any point in my life.
Yeah,
I know you would.
No. Yeah.
You wouldn't. I don't even think.
I mean,
you
death. Would. I mean, like.
I don't even think you would dap up a white woman. But I don't anticipate that happening.
That's not true.
I don't think it could happen. I don't think I've ever seen you talk to a white woman in my life.
I have talked to a white woman. I've only seen you talk to one.
I've only seen you talk to one white dude in my entire life.
I got a whole bunch of white friends.
I only seen you talk to one of them. No, I think you text them so you feel better about yourself.
Like, what you doing? I mean, you want to go get a drink? Throwing them low?
No, I can't make it. But hold up, you just asked me out for the drink.
And if you cancel on them, like, yes. Reparations, bitch.
Like the next text. Nope, gotcha, bitch.
No, I dated a girl in high school that was white.
That was a white. See, that's how I know, but you don't mess with them. You just called them a white. That was a white.
Oh, wait, no, she was white. But this is the thing, though. She was probably blacker than me, though. That's the dichotomy of it. If you called her on the phone, though, you thought she was blacker than me. Like, I literally brought her to a football game. I'll never forget. My high school was playing O'Fallon. I brought her to the game. And Cass was like, yo, she got a fatty on her.
See, you was dating one of those otherwise constructed white women. I'm talking about a white woman. No, I'm talking about white.
No, I've never dated a white woman. Like, and that's what I realized. Like, I've only thought white women were attractive is because they had black features.
See, that doesn't count. That doesn't count in my book. Like, my brothers be like, oh, I'm here with Scarlett Johansson. Like, Scarlett Johansson got some borderline light skin features.
Yeah.
On her.
You can't get past that.
Somewhere down the line, that Dutch and some blackness. There's a lot of black people over there in Dutchland.
Hit that boat.
Where is the Dutch people from, officially?
Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
But you have the Netherlands Antilles, which is the island.
Andrew
where...
Jones and Didi Gregorius and yeah, all of the brothers. Called,
what's the
basketball? Kenley Jansen?
It's a basketball player, too, from there, from the Netherlands Antilles. And then also you have Caraco, which is Netherlands, too, for your people out there. And what's the other one? Well, it's not. It's split. French Guyana is split between French Guyana and Netherlands Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Caraco and all that come from. So you got to think, it's a whole bunch of black folks down there kicking it with them.
Out there, just living a regular old life.
Out there living. All right, we got some other questions. We're going to leave the bracket. Shout out to Nia Long. She's our queen to be. You we made
gotta,
it, sweetheart.
We got to play that.
Yeah. I already got that queued up. And I already got the download. This one is from Win Bin Fang. Shout out to our Asian brothers. I'm assuming you are, unless you're somebody that stole an Asian person's name. Fellas, wanted to see if you all would chime in on this DJ Envy situation with Desos and Miro. Was DJ Envy protecting his wife or being a bitch ass dude about damn Win Bin? Just wanted to get y'all thoughts on this hilarious show.
I don't know much about it, so bring me up.
So DJ Envy, do you know he cheated on his wife? Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. Do you hear about that? Eric and Minna. I don't know if you know Eric and Minna.
Yes,
yes. So Desus and Mero, I guess they joked about. They went on the talk. Him and his wife went on the talk to talk about him cheating. And they did. You know, you've watched Desus and Mero before?
Yes.
So they do little vignettes, and they was like, she was like, I didn't know DJ Envy. I knew Rashawn. That's his real name. And then they go, oh, but you know the DJ Envy checks. And that was all they said. He waited till they came on the show and was like, you disrespected my wife by saying that on y'all show.
I heard that. I heard about that part. But I
do you think that's disrespectful? It was a joke thing.
Nah, you're in the public arena. Disrespect doesn't come.
Exactly. You took yourself on the talk. It wasn't like you just came out of nowhere and be like, well, you know, Stedman know about them Oprah checks. And Stephanie be like, yo, I'm in the back. I ain't never been on Oprah show. I've been in the crowd.
Has he never been on the show?
Never been on the show. That motherfucker can play the background like a motherfucker. Damn. All
right, Stephanie. Well, anyway. Nah, man. I mean, you out here.
And they got a podcast together.
You can't want the shine until the shine gets bright on you. That's just not how it works.
Yeah, and they were joking. I thought it was kind of real bitch ass. Because he walked off the show, too. During the middle of the show, with the interview with Desus and Mero, when they came on his show, was like, I can't take it, I'm out. I'm like, for that comment, I think he took it personally more that they was talking about him. That, like, your wife wouldn't be with you, though, still, if it weren't for your paper.
I mean, if you know that, why should you even contest that?
No, I think he took that personal, like, that's something he may have thought, but he ain't want to hear that shit. You know what I mean? Like, where somebody's like, yeah, you know your wife only with you for that paper. And then somebody was like, but she know them DJ Envy checks, and you've been out here wild and doing some crazy shit. Keep in mind, on The Breakfast Club, they ride on everybody on that motherfucking show.
I guess a lot of cats don't want to hear the truth when it gets just stuck to them. Because you know if you live in that borderline lifestyle, no matter what you got.
You said that, but explain. I know what you mean, but explain.
That borderline lifestyle?
I know what you mean.
When you like halfway trill, and it's like, you know you dope, but you know that everything you got around you is not because...
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, it's all like, this could be gone, brother. If the IRS decide that you not on no more.
She ain't here either.
She gone with the IRS.
He's like, she's been here with me since I was in high school. That's a disrespect for her holding me down all this time.
Yeah, okay, man. What else she done since high school?
Damn, homie. Back in high school, you used to be the man, homie.
Fuck happened to you?
You. That's my thing,
I mean,
man.
Damn, are we disrespecting you now, too? I guess we disrespecting you worse.
Yeah, man, I think that's some bitch-ass behavior, man. Especially the Breakfast Club. They go into people, that's the radio show like that. Like, you gonna take an L like that? Like, yo, like, I know if, you know, in our pockets, like, we targets.
Mm-hmm.
We out there. And somebody's like, yo, I remember D's messing with this chick. I'm like, yo, I take that. I did mess with her back in 08.
Yeah.
She wasn't even cute. I admit that. That
was, you know, the funny thing about it is I've had a conversation not too long ago about commenting about dealing with women. And, like, you come to a point in your life where even talking about what you've pulled off, just nobody wants to hear about it.
No.
Like, I think women kind of believe that we rap about things like that, like, way more than we really do. No. I can't, like, remember the last time that, like, that.
Only time it comes up is if that person comes up in a, like, if they popped up on TV randomly. Say, for instance, you're like, she on American Idol? Yo. And then somebody's like, yo, didn't you used to mess with Shorty?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, man. Then you might go into a story then because that popped up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Not just on some, like, hey man, I'm a little comfortable. But it ain't like
cats, even in that situation, cats aren't dropping like hardcore details.
No, they'll be like, man, they will drop details about, not like, maybe, yo, she fucking beat up this girl at the club though, and I drag up out of her. It was crazy. I just stopped messing with her because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not on some, like, yo, man, you know, she has an okay head. Like, nobody's going to do
nobody's
that.
Nobody's talking about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. We're not doing that. You're only going to talk about the outliers of a situation that'll be like, yo, it was crazy. Like, I had a dragon about the club, though, man. You remember that shit? Or, especially if the other person was there, though, and saw that, like, yo, remember Shorty was throwing glasses at Shorty? Like, oh, man, I remember you had to carry her out. And that's more of y'all binding, laughing about a situation y'all was both involved in than her.
Everybody at some point in their life has had to escort a woman out of some place.
Yeah.
Whether it's because they faded, whether it's because they fired up, because they just aren't responding to normal human acknowledgement, like, hey, we need to go. And they just sitting there still doing what they need to do, what they feel like they need to do. Everybody's had to do that at some point.
Yeah, and women get away with a lot more in the club, though, man. I was dating this girl. It's going to be story time with Dara here, because I've been waiting to tell her story, and now I get the opportunity to. So I was dating this girl. I lived in New York. I came back to St. Louis to visit. This is how old it's going to go for all the St. Louis people. I went to 1014.
Damn.
We went to, what was the spot in Union Station that used to be popping that Jonathan owned?
Can't remember.
In Union Station? Plush. The original Plush.
Oh.
The original,
yeah.
Plush that used to be in Union Station. We went there first. They closed at 1:30 because they had just
gotten. Damn, that feels like that was like 1,000 years ago.
Yes. This is how old this story is. So they closed, they had a liquor license, but so we went over to 1014 because they had a 3 o'clock. You know how we did back then.
Right.
So we go over there, so we check in. This is coat time. This is how cold it is, coats. So this is January. So Shorty is in there. She got so drunk. She didn't took, we got bottle service and stuff. We all chilling. This me and, Roy, Adrian, a couple of us and everything, we all chilling. James and her. So she's the only girl with us. Because, you know, everybody else is like, they ain't straight up, we hardcore out here in these streets, though. So we end up getting bottle service because I think Adrian knew somebody. Of course he knew somebody, a girl or something. Shout out to Adrian, though. He's a superstar.
Mr. Durack.
Yeah. That's coming soon, people. That's coming. That may be our first live event.
That's Mr. Durack.
Yeah.
Where is he? Is he still in Tokyo?
No, he's been Seattle.
Okay. Seattle. I'll go to Seattle do a show.
Yeah. So she gets so drunk, she throws a champagne. She goes over in the corner, sitting there with a champagne bottle, taking it to the head, throws a champagne bottle against the wall. It's so loud. I mean, she threw it. You know how people drunk and they just on some like. And she threw it against the wall, and I'm like. She's from out of town. She's not from here. So she came down to St. Louis to visit me as I'm coming to New York from St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo. But I'm so drunk and I'm like, nah, man. I think she may have been just kind of like lost it out of her hand. So security come over to her because she by herself in an empty booth. Like trying to talk to her about what the fuck you doing breaking a fucking champagne bottle against the wall. So all I see is her slap the shit out of a security guard.
Oh my God.
So I immediately get up like, oh man, we gotta go, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta go.
Did she catch some uppercuts? Or?
No, they just grabbed her. And I was like, came over like, no, I got her. So I put her over my shoulder and everything. So I'm taking her out.
Is she flailing like a wild fish?
Of course she is. So we gotta go to, so this is in the, we had to go to coat check. So it's extra time and shit now. Cause now I gotta put her ass on a fucking desk at the coat check. And then, so they all know they can't find her coat. She didn't fucking swing her legs around, went behind the coat check her goddamn self, and pushed them out the way and grabbed her own coat. I think it's her own coat. Still don't know if it's her coat though this day. She went home with a coat that was similar to hers. Cause her wallet and everything, purse was in my car.
Mm-hmm.
My rental car. So we get in the car. So then we get back to my hotel room or whatever. She's drunk in there, mad and shit. She goes, you're going to the bathroom. She's one of them angry drunks. So all I heard is, damn. Yo, I come in there. It's like a crime scene in that motherfucker. She done fucking fell on the fucking commode and split her shit straight open.
Oh my God.
Fucking chin is cut from her cheek to the other cheek.
What a fucking train wreck.
So yo, I got to make a decision now because I may get locked up because I can't take her to the fucking hospital.
You can't ever, when girls get hurt, you gotta hope that they heal themselves because you're gonna be the immediate culprit.
Hey, yo, I ain't take her ass out. She still got a scar this day, though, if you see her. Yo, I laid her out, dog. Fucking put a whole bunch of towels up under her shit. Wicked a whole bunch of ice. Laid her ass in the bed.
You
I slept
that,
in the fucking.
You gave her that Rocky III treatment.
Yo, I wouldn't take her to the hospital. I'm gonna walk her up in there and she got a fucking cut up under her motherfucking chin.
Mm-mm.
Fuck no, I'm going locked up. Ain't nothing gonna happen.
Nah, you'll still be in jail.
Yeah.
You'll still be in jail right now.
Yeah, and it had been coming out on any of my fucking background checks that I got arrested for fucking a domestic dispute.
Yeah.
Even though I ain't do nothing, I was in the other room. All right.
Oh, yeah, you'd be in jail right now.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, so that was, shout out to her. You know, she listened to the podcast, shout out to her. She'll laugh as hell, though, because she know how crazy she was with that, with her drinking and stuff. But, yeah, man, that was story time with Daryl. We got a couple more emails. A lot of emails since we have been off 2 weeks. Next email is from PT Royale. Fuck y'all cats on the real. Y'all hilarious with this bracket. What is the next bracket going to be? I'm interested in what you all will come up for the next bracket. Is it going to be rappers? I heard you all talk about previously that it could be TV shows. Have you all thought about doing black movies? Also, have you all thought about doing black scandals or black people that have come back from nowhere like Robert Downey Jr.?
Wait, does that mean Robert Downey Jr. is a black person that came back from nowhere?
No. I think they seem like a white person that's been to come back and like be viable again. Isaiah Washington to be there right now.
So, I already said what the next bracket gonna be, and it's the one you boycotting. I'm putting together the greatest black character of all time.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'll be there to supervise, but I'm not gonna be.
You're not gonna be able to deny this when it comes.
Because that's too hard, man. You got, that's a million characters, man. Mm-hmm. And you talking about movies and TV?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man, you can't do that. You could do a whole bracket just on Eddie Murphy characters. You could do a whole bracket just on Martin characters. So that's what I'm saying. That's too hard.
Hey, listen. I'm doing it. And also, that's what she said.
Who said it?
That's what she said. It's too hard. That's what she said.
Yeah, it's too hard.
You did this to you. Don't get mad at me. It's my birthday.
Yeah, man. how's it feel being in your mid-30s, though?
Hold up. We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
I'll be a character on this thing before too long. Yeah, we're gonna do the black greatest black character of all time.
I'm guessing.
I'm putting Leonard Poit 6 on there. I'm putting Ghost Dad on there.
You can do a Bill Cosby bracket too. It's so. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like the greats, you can do all of that with all of those situations, man.
You can do it with some characters in real life too.
Yeah. You could.
Yeah, but that's the next bracket for me. I'm putting that bracket together for the summer. I wanted to do a greatest Marvel bracket. I'm going to take that to Lando Cal.
Yeah, that's going
to be. Going to have to do that in advance of Civil War.
Yeah, that's a hard one too, man. Because there's so many fucking characters, man.
Well, I'm just talking about movies.
Oh, not overall comics.
Yeah, just movies.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
that's if it was overall comics, I'm going with Scoreboard.
Maybe we need to do a greatest album of all time bracket.
Can't do that
either. Maybe we just need to just go ahead and take it.
We got to do like the best album of the 90s or something.
Nah, I like Hard Decisions.
No, that's still a hard decision in the 90s.
It is, but I like the toughest possible decisions. That's what makes it great. You saw me sit down and do a greatest Star Wars character bracket. You saw me take
that's
this
That's easier
on.
To do. It's only been freaking eight movies and like two cartoon series. That's it.
Exactly.
That's easier to do. Than the best album of all time? You talking about putting Bo Diddley up versus fucking T.I. Trap Music? You can't do that.
No, man, I'm talking about hip hop.
Oh, okay. I thought you said like saying like
I'm not gonna put like I Want You against
All
Eyes on Me.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I'm like yo, man. Okay, or at least do X. I would say, but no, because there's some people that are not great X overall, but they've had one great album.
And hey,
who's the one offhand? Can you think of somebody?
50 Cent.
That's it. That's it. One great album, but not maybe a great career.
Yeah, 50 Cent. 50 Cent's the king of that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of somebody's Big L, maybe. But Big L never put together a whole complete album. He was just dope on a general basis.
Yeah, I think that might be what I do next. Greatest albums. It's gonna take two bottles. And it's gonna take a sit down at the table.
I'll do that. I'm willing to do it. That's got to be 64, though.
We got to get Rim
on that one.
We got to get Ray. Yeah. We got to bring together the coalition.
Remember, and I can get Chan if we want to do Chan.
We can do that for the summer. We'll get J.E. We'll do it for the summer.
Ooh, that'd be... Yeah. We got to videotape that. Get Eddie to videotape it.
Yeah, let's do it. That's our next break. There's an announcement. A real-time announcement.
The best album of all time. Top album of all time.
Well, cats, we're going to have to pit it against each other.
That's gonna be rough. Are we gonna cut off a year?
Nah. Hip hop.
No, I'm saying like we gotta cut off a year because some people would be like, well, what about Damn? Damn is fine, it's a good album, but I like to let some albums breathe. I think we need to give a moratorium on like how many years your album needs to be out before we can call it.
I think it should be as old as me.
No, I'm saying a moratorium of like it can't be new, like 6 months old.
Oh, well,
No.
But that's why we got people that don't. None of the people we just named is going to pick an album that came out
in 2015.
Last week. Yeah, no. That's the biggest. That's my biggest beef for people a lot of times.
It's a classic.
Oh, man, it's a classic. It came out 2 hours ago. You literally just finished the shortest mathematical time you could listen to this whole album. And it's a classic. That's the cat that rolls over and is like, oh, that's the best ass I ever had in my life. Brother, you just had it 2 seconds ago.
Right, and it's new pussy. New pussy is always better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always better.
Absolutely.
So, being 35, man, how was your trip, man?
Took the cruise through Miami, through Bahamas, through another island that the cruise line owned, back through Miami. It was
so
great.
So, it was a private island thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those exist still?
Yeah.
Like, were there indigenous people or just the...
No, man, it was a resort island. Okay. Indigenous people.
No, I'm saying, like, was it like... You know what I mean? Like,
some people didn't look indigenous. They looked like people that was going to collect a check.
Okay, that's
Friday.
Like, okay.
They probably got paid yesterday like me.
Okay.
No, man, it was a good time. It was a great time, man. I was like, hey, that... Anytime you see that clear water and the drinks didn't cost me anything more than the money I spent in the first place, everything's love, man. Everything's love. So I was in my mid-30s. I don't know, man. See, here's my thing about getting older. It's like every time I stop and think about getting older, I start to realize how much of a fuck does this mean type of thing. Because I don't know if I'm in the middle of my life or I've only lived 40% of my life or 30% of my life or if I've lived 90% of my life. I have no fucking clue. I don't know. So, I mean, you know, every day is just the next day to me. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't never really been big on comparing what I've accomplished to what other people have accomplished at a particular age or anything like that. So I don't know, man. I don't know. You're in your late 20s now, in your late 30s almost now.
Yeah.
Tell me what I'm supposed to be feeling.
I don't know, man. Somebody asked me today, would you rather know how you were going to die or when you were going to die?
How, I guess. Here's the thing about dying. Like, life is a pretty dope thing. But knowing, like, an outcome of when life and how it's going to work out zaps what makes life great.
Right, because it's all random.
Yeah, situations. Like, to me, a life that's well lived is a life that's lived of the essence. Like, you've lived it with a sense of urgency. If I knew when I was going to die and I knew how I was going to die, that would take away all of what makes life...
Or you could just not give a fuck.
I mean, I kind of don't already.
No, though. I'm talking about, you may... What if it was like, yo, you're going to die 2020? You might just be like, fuck it.
But see, that's the thing about it, though, is it's like, that's what I don't want. I don't want to, like,
But could live. It be a butterfly flick, though, where you just start wilding and you end up dying in 2020 because you start fucked up lifestyle that means you die in 2020?
You wild out and you die in 2018 because you like, fuck it. Like, nah, man, I'm good.
You think you bulletproof as shit, though? Yeah, like, I'm good. I almost died 2020, nigga.
Well, I'm straight. Like, I'm good. But nah, man, I'm cool. I have no problem getting older. None. At all. Because it's all a statement of you know, trajectory. Yeah, this is however you look at it. And I look at it as just, hey, this shit's inevitable. So it's like, this is what's going to happen. For as long as I've been young, I was getting older. So, I mean, that is what it is.
As long as I've been getting young, I've been getting older. Dude, that's hilarious. Dude, I got one more topic, man, while you were gone that I know you, that I was like, yo, did you see this shit? Did I text it to you? Let me see. I think I might have saved it, too.
I don't know. I haven't gotten.
We are gonna do that Ralph Tresvant tribute soon too, though, people.
Okay.
That's got to be coming up soon, because people are asking about the rap. I'm just going to some of the tweets here. People are asking about that Ralph Tresvant. It's like, are we gonna dive deep into the grease
of Ralph Tresvant?
Yeah, like his hair grease.
Oh man.
You know, he had juices and berries, man.
Like, that's how cats look back then.
Yeah, everybody had a curl. We had, what you call it, our curl. Ronnie DeVoe made it to the round of 16 in our curl bracket. It's one of the best curls of all time.
Yeah.
Ronnie DeVoe was a soldier in the curl bracket.
I remember that.
Yeah, he was a soldier about his, man. Pretty shout out to Ronnie DeVoe with one of them curls, man. What do you think about this Wendy's mixtape that they dropped?
I've been away from the world.
Yo, you know Wendy's dropping mixtape dissing McDonald's on every track. let me read you some of the track names. Yo, the $4 for four is one of them. Hold on, let's pull it up here. The next track, hold on. Then they start dissing Wingstop too, I guess, too. I guess they just taking it there.
Let's take it easy. Let's take it easy, Wendy's.
Yeah, like, you can't diss everybody now. Come on. I'm trying to see what this is. We Beefin' is the name of the mixtape.
Who was on this mixtape?
Wendy.
It was a chick rapping?
Mm-hmm, Wendy.
Oh, God.
It was one, man, I'm trying to pull it up. It was one, I was like, yo, y'all are wildin' with the name of this track. I was like, yo, how do you... But Wendy's social media is crazy. Have you ever went to Wendy's? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Wendy's social media is stupid. And it's interesting because McDonald's is falling off, though. They're closing restaurants left and right type shit.
They also are remodeling and rebuilding a lot of ones,
and they're also firing people, too. Because they're trying to make them automated joints. You just come in and press you on a Big Mac, and then you just walk over there and put your card in. I'll pay your cash and then walk through.
My guy is a architect for McDonald's.
Oh, and word. They're
bringing a whole lot of new, like, types of McDonald's to the market. Like, newly, completely rebuilt ones. Like, remodeling them. And they look good. They look real good.
So what is the concept that... Did he tell you what is the concept they're trying to do now?
Just doing different, you know, doing different levels of architecture. You know, like, changing how it goes about, you know, that McDonald's look when you was growing up. With that brick roof. And they look like McDowell's.
Okay, so they trying to take McDowell's.
Now they're moving forward and just doing some different, doing some different ways. It's all good. Everything changes in time.
It's one track. I'm trying to pull up the track list here, but they have one track where they talk about how McDonald's ice cream machine always down, shake machine always down.
Yeah, they said if somebody comes to you and they say how much money you got and you like you can't even afford it, and they just showed a picture of the McFlurry machine. Like, this is how broke I am.
Because it's never working. That's crazy to think that everybody knows that you're... machine is down all the time. That it's that epidemic. Like, go to your McDonald's right now and see if there's a, if that machine's working. I guarantee it ain't working.
No, it's not. For sure, it's not. Not over here. You got to go out to the sticks to get yourself a McFlurry.
Have you been to a good McDonald's where you like, yo, this is crazy hot? Nice, like it's fresh burgers. Like, it's just like. I went to one at Batavia, Illinois, man. I was like, yo, like, the dude's on the grill, like, doing his stuff. I'm like, what the hell are y'all doing? Like, y'all wasting money. What y'all doing? Like, I feel bad because I'm like, I appreciate it being fresh.
Man, where the hell is Batavia, Illinois?
It's a suburb of Chicago. Like, west? Yeah, like, far west. Like, me and my uncle went fishing. So it's, like, out that way. Like, you got to be fishing, like, on some other shit.
Batavia.
Batavia. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Somebody that, that was a good basketball player, came from Batavia, too.
Well, yeah. That's the type of place that creates somebody that's good at sports.
Like, something. Like, they're going to be good at something. Like, because they ain't got nothing for this. But
like, there ain't nothing else to do.
But right. Shoot a basketball. I forgot. I can't pull them up right now, some of these track names. But, yo, y'all check out. It's pretty funny, man. And it's got some trap beats on there. It's I don't think it's as good as the Hamburger Helper mixtape. Have you heard of the Hamburger Helper mixtape?
Yes.
It's not. I don't think it's as good, but their titles of their songs when they diss at McDonald's.
It's hard to ever get that close to the GOAT. And yeah. The Hamburger Helper Hand affirmed himself as the GOAT.
And they went on tour with that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't beat that.
They're throwing boxes of Hamburger Helper out into the crowd.
Yeah, you can't beat that, man.
Throw your motherfucking hands in there.
You can't beat that marketing.
And catch this dinner that's coming towards you.
Oh, they got a genius lyrics page for the Wendy's... mixtape.
No.
Where you can read all the lyrics to all the songs for We Got Beef. Shout out to We Got Beef. We getting ready to come with some dope stuff coming up soon though, people. So keep on tuning in. Make sure y'all check out Javon Biz's comedy show, Class Clowns.
Yeah, man.
That is going to be April the... It's not this weekend. It's next weekend. So that'll be the...
April 7th.
Yep, April 7th at Laughs, the Comedy Laugh Lounge out in North County. Javon's going to be running some ads. He is coming on the show for sure. He said, yo, I got to promote my show.
Is he coming in? He's coming in town?
On Wednesday, next Wednesday.
He'll be in next week.
Wednesday, so he'll be next Wednesday till Monday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so he said he's going to come in. Do a show with us. He wanted to do
Lando County. We got some people coming, man. We got some good stuff, man.
So we got
the music and pop culture review coming up.
Kevin Johnson.
We got the history of a recollection through St. Louis hip hop coming up.
The STL Sound.
Yeah, the STL Sound with JE coming up. We've got a new bracket that's coming up, and we even gonna have the female influence coming up as we get closer and closer to the winter, to the summer. I mean, so it's gonna be some things in the new and improved mid-30s edition of the scenario. I suppose
that's grumpy what old it's men, the be. Grumpy old men edition,
right? The slightly gray beard edition of the scenario.
The track I was talking about that was dope, Rest in Greece. That's their major diss track called Rest in Greece. Another track, Twitter Fingers. Another track, Holding It Down.
All right, before we go then.
Rest this is where I'm going to leave it at. That's a dope title for a song.
Yes, I hope The Undertaker's on it. what fast food chain is most likely, non-chicken division, is most likely to fire back at them?
At Wendy's? Rallies. Because they got Rick Ross. Rick Ross owns some rallies.
Rallies? I hope Rallies fires back.
Yeah, and you got Rick Ross getting your beats?
Like, Rallies could end up being like the 50 Cent of this whole thing.
And you got Rally coming out there, and his name is Rally? Oh, some stuff. And look, you ain't got a Rick Ross even rap. Just let him do
it. Hold up. Before we go, then, we need to subscribe some rappers to these fast food places. Oh, so, shit. Wendy's is clearly the 50 Cent of this situation now. They just hitting cats with some hate out of nowhere. Just because they feel like doing it. So Wendy's is 50 Cent. Rally's is...
No, I say Wendy's is Nas. Because they just felt backed into a corner because McDonald's been shitting on them for so long, like Jay-Z. They just fell back into a corner. They had to come out.
Well, who's Burger King?
Burger King would be... Ooh, Burger King. Ooh, they're flame broil. I'm trying to think of all the different slogans with them. Or would you want to put Nas's Burger King in?
Yeah,
put,
I feel like Nas is always is just kind of there. I feel like McDonald's got to be like Jay-Z or that's something.
I say McDonald's Jay-Z.
Yeah, like, you know, big corporate presence. Got some, mm-hmm. got some hits.
Yeah, and it took some dings in their take some dings lately.
But more often than not, lately. Though, they still are reigning supreme.
And they always get them fries, which is Beyonce for him. Yes. He always got Beyonce. When else sells company, he got the secret ingredient that nobody else can have, though, is them goddamn fries.
That's very good.
They got the best fries in the industry. There you go. Yeah, that's a... I think Rally... Who would Rally's be, though?
Mm-hmm.
Is that... Who would Rally's be? Gucci Mane?
I feel like Gucci Mane's got to be like a...
Chicken. White Castle.
It's got to be a chicken joint. I don't think we can put Gucci Mane into the burger realm.
So is who's White Castle's and Rally's then? Like, White Castle's got to be some...
Well, Rally's is Rick Ross.
Rally's is Rick Ross. So Rick Ross is going to take on his own franchise.
Yeah, who's Jack in the Box? Jack in the Box is Kanye West. You never know what they're going to come up with next. But it could be some crazy shit.
It could be crazy shit that
you might, but you probably going to try it.
And it may be crazy good, though.
Jack in the Box is Kanye West.
That's some good shit. Yo, you know what? We got to pin them. No, we got to do a franchise of all. We got to put Checkers. We got to do Sonic. All like, rappers like, that are associated with fast food joints.
Yeah, like who's Hardy?
Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake is Kendrick Lamar.
Because you got to sit down and eat. No,
it takes some time.
That's Tali Kweli.
It takes some time to let Tali it sink in.
Tali Kweli.
I don't like Kweli as much as Kendrick.
But you got to sit down and eat it, though, and everything. You got to wait. You gotta wait for the waitress to come.
Well, then it's
take your order.
Then it's
even if it's a drop, even if it's a fast food.
Then
zone.
Steak and Shake is what's my man name?
Oh no, Jay Electronica.
Yeah. Steak and Shake is Jay Electronica.
Cause even in a drop through, you gotta wait 30 minutes for your food.
Yeah.
Even in a drop through, 30 minutes.
Yeah. All times a day.
Nobody in there. 30 minutes.
All times a day. Yeah. Who is Drake? Drake is Subway. I'm just putting them in there. I'm tossing them in there.
Drake is Culver's.
Oh, yes.
Drake is Culver's, G. Drake is Culver's.
Who is Hardee's?
Oh, somebody that kind of used to pop, but like they just hanging on it. Ja Rule.
No, he's not hanging on at all.
He's still viable musically.
No, he's not.
He can still tour and get money.
Doesn't matter. There's somebody better than that. Ja Rule is like somebody that used to make burgers that got out the game.
So Ja Rule Zips?
Yes. He's Zips. Exactly. Look up Zips.
Yeah. People. Is that only in St. Louis then?
Yeah. Look up Zips. You'll find Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Zips was good as hell, Zips though, when it was shit. Out there. Hardee's is Nelly.
That's a good one. That's a good idea with him. Or is it Snoop?
No, he's not.
Because Snoop is more timeless.
It's not a, yeah. Hardee's isn't
so
timeless.
So Snoop's is Red Robin?
Snoop might be like In-N-Out Burger.
And he's only in certain places.
Yes. Snoop is in and out.
He's only in certain locations.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with Crystals?
I don't associate with Crystals. Crystals is Obie Trice.
Oh, my God. Obie Trice, he didn't go platinum. You got to give him at least somebody that Ludacris.
Nah, man. Nah.
No, because he's talked about so much. But then when you get
man.
To him. Because Ludacris' albums is never complete albums.
Nah,
it's always
man.
Talked about... And then you get to it and you like, man, this ain't as good as White Castle's.
Ludacris is KFC. Like, you'll do it if it's there and you need to do it. Like, you'll rock with
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
You might talk that. Bad about it, but you'll rock with yeah, it if you, the, you need
okay,
to.
Okay, okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
So who's Popeye's then? We gonna go to chicken joints.
That's Gucci Mane.
No, we gotta go. That's Lil Wayne.
No, I don't want Popeyes to be Lil Wayne.
Gotta be.
I can't.
Gotta be.
I can't do it.
Gotta be.
I absolutely
he's always been
do.
Around. You didn't maybe appreciate him as you was younger. You appreciate him as you got older.
I've appreciated Popeyes since my entire life.
From who's the least beginning. Chicken in? Who's least chicken in?
Who ain't quite made it yet, but they always around.
Oh, shit, no. J. Cole is
Shake Shack.
Because they only open up in certain cities and then...
Lovely.
And he can do certain shows and pack it out. That's
J. Cole and Shake Shack.
Yeah. Who's Eminem then? It's got to be a one. Red Robin. Because black people don't go to Red Robin that much.
No, wait. Black people like Red Robin.
We like it, but we don't frequent it enough. When we see it, we like, oh, we need to go. Just like when you heard Eminem track, because the black people like, oh, man, I need to peep that out. But you ain't checking for it necessarily.
Eminem is Arby's.
We got, oh, man. Arby's is falling off. We can't do that to him, man. He's a legend still. The Red Robin is a legend of burgers.
Arby's is cornered the roast beef market.
No, right. But I'm saying, no, Eminem is in the burger market. He needs to be in the mainstream market. Arby's is...
Eminem is Pizza Hut.
No, Papa John's.
No, because Papa John's is on some bullshit right now. Eminem ain't abandoned the black community and pulled out his sponsorship. Fuck Papa John's. Eminem is either Domino's or Pizza Hut.
It's a Pizza Hut. It's gonna be Pizza Hut.
You gotta be Pizza Hut.
It's just not as good as it used to be. But you always get it thinking it's gonna be the same pizza you had in 2002.
Yeah, I mean, it is
like
what
you
it
hope
is.
It is. Like you hope it's gonna be that same pizza.
Yeah, like it is what it is. Like it is what it is. It ain't bad.
Yeah,
it ain't
but you get it hoping that you're gonna get the old pizza.
But you've had a lot of other things since then. But I mean, it ain't bad. And every once in a while, they pop up and remind
we're
you.
We're gonna what it is. For people remember this. We're gonna put a pin in this. We're gonna do a fast food rapper joint. We also need to do the fast food Game of Thrones joint still too.
The rappers.
Rappers for Game of Thrones. Yeah. / R&B singers. R. Kelly is in
there. I'm depressed when it comes to Game of Thrones right now.
Because it ain't not coming out this year, I know.
Like
they got to be on... I mean, it's going to be movies every episode now. So it's going to be 1:30.
They making X-Men movies and shit. They ain't tripping off Game of Thrones. They out here just doing whatever the hell
they they're doing Star Wars. The two dudes is doing Star Wars next...
Oh, I know. Yeah. They got to wrap it up.
All right. Make sure you email us, straightolc@gmail.com. Where can they hit you up at, Matt?
You can catch me on Twitter, Cheap Seat Fan. Find me all over the place. Find me here. Find me Twitter. Find me Facebook if you know me.
Yeah.
I'm out there.
Make sure you can hit me up, Dig Game, on Twitter. Find me on Facebook as well. Appreciate y'all for listening. As always, we will back. We got a lot of dope content coming forward this year. Appreciate y'all for listening. Peace.